Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Prado Museum in Madrid, Spain, you will find a stunning masterpiece. The 17th century Spanish artist painted it from AD 1635 to AD 1640. He called it Agnus Dei. That's Latin for Lamb of God. The painting is simple. A woolly lamb lying on his side on a gray slab. As we observe the picture, the lamb is facing left. He has elegantly curved horns. All 4 feet are bound together with 2 strands of cord. The knot isn't visible. With his feet tied together, the lamb's back is elevated as he lies on the slab. His eye is, only left eye is visible. It's the only one that we can see, and it is open. Pale eyelashes delicately line his eye. We can see that the lamb is looking down. Past his pink nose at the gray slab. There is no blood in the painting, so the lamb is alive. But the lamb won't be alive for long. Still life paintings of the 17th century rarely display emotion. Not here, not in the Agnus Dei. The lamb shows emotion. The emotion of resignation. He isn't struggling to free himself. He isn't kicking and screaming. The lamb is ready to die. Light shines down on the lamb from the upper left at a very high angle so that only a little shadow is thrown. Beyond the pool of light that bathes the lamb, it is all dark, very, very dark. Exodus 12, it's all about the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. Exodus 12, 3 through 5 says, "Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. The animal you choose must be year-old males without defect." Passover lamb must be male, and he must be perfect. He can't be crippled, lame, spotted, or off color. After choosing the lamb, the people are to guard and to watch over him for 3 days. Then on the 14th day of the month, the entire community of Israel is to gather at twilight. And then they slaughter the lamb. Exodus 12, verse 7. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lamb. The blood of the lamb will set the people free, free from darkness, free from death in Egypt. Now look again at the painting Agnus Dei. The black background serves to highlight the lamb's white wool. Here is a lamb that is perfect and without defect. The dark background, though, does something else. It also highlights the reason the lamb was slaughtered. Luther famously called it incurvatus in si, another Latin phrase that means turned in on oneself. In our darkness, we turn inward. We turn toward our own interest, our own desires, our own needs, our own agendas. We look to me, myself, and I, the Holy Trinity of me. Call it individualism. Call it narcissism. Call it selfishness. Call it what you call it, but you must call it what it is: sin. And sin is dark. Very, very dark. Many times we think to turn outward towards God and towards other people is too risky. I might get hurt and disappointed and frustrated. It's better and it's much safer to turn towards self. And so we live in a tight fetal position, and it leads to isolation, which leads to disconnectedness, which leads to despair. Sin, incurvatus in se. It seduces us, it traps us, and then it kills us. You know, sometimes people dream about the fact that they can enter into paintings. You know, take a walk in the starry night with Vincent van Gogh, or listen to Mona Lisa with Leonardo da Vinci, or meet the woman and the man holding the pitchfork in the American Gothic painting. What would we do if we could enter into the Agnes Dei masterpiece? The impulse might be to untie the lamb, to set him loose, to set him free. After all, he looks so innocent, so cuddly, so kind, so loving. He doesn't deserve to die. And if you notice closely, the knot is out of sight. And the knot is out of sight because the lamb can't be freed. There's nothing that we can do for this lamb. The lamb must be slaughtered because his blood alone will set us free. The lamb will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The lamb's blood flowed again in Gethsemane, when, as Luke tells us, Jesus was in such agony that he sweat great drops of blood. And you can bet that when the Roman soldiers blindfolded Jesus and began punching him in the face, there was more blood. And blood flowed from his scalp as the crown of thorns was shoved upon his head. But the real blood bath was at Gabbatha, where our Savior was stripped naked and whipped. Whipped without mercy. And the blood continued to flow from his open wounds as he carried his cross piece on the Via Dolorosa, more Latin, meaning the way of sorrow. You just heard Myra Holiday and Louise Klopp sing about it. And then there were three nails in the final blow. The Roman spear thrust, and suddenly there was a flow of water and blood. We are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, you and me. Jesus shed his blood for us. By faith, we are washed clean in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the only way to free us from an eternity of incurvatus in se, turned in on ourselves. In the end, in the very end, blood was all Jesus had. His disciples had deserted him. His garments had been gambled away. Even his father turned his back on him. Blood was all Jesus had. But the blood of Jesus is all we need. The blood of Jesus is all we need. The blood of Jesus is the price of our redemption and the symbol of its completion. Agnus Dei, Lamb of God. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's what makes this Friday good. For you and for me. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.